Malawi opposition leader Lazarus Chakwara has been sworn in as the country's new president after beating the incumbent Peter Mutharika in a historic rerun vote.
With your help, we will restore a new generation's faith in the possibility of having a government that serves. Not a government that rules, a government that inspires, not a government that infuriates, a government that listens, not a government that shouts, a government that fights for you and not against you.
Chakwera garnered 2.6 million of the 4.4 million votes cast, representing about 59%, against Mutharika's 1.7 million votes, or about 39%, Malawi's Electoral Commission revealed late on Saturday. Chemi Kainja, a lecturer in the Media, Communication and Cultural Studies at the University of Malawi, says the outcome is not surprising at all. It is what most Malawians were expecting. The only thing people were surprised was with the winning margin. It was the second time in 13 months that Malawians went to the polls to cast their ballots on Tuesday in a presidential election. In February, the Southeastern African country's constitutional court threw out the results of the May 2019 election, alleging widespread irregularities, a move only seen once in Africa before and never in Malawi. The Electoral Commission initially declared President Peter Mutharika, who has been in power since 2014, winner of the discredited poll, claiming he garnered 38.5% of the votes. Chakwera, the Pentecostal pastor-turned-politician, won 35.4% of the votes cast. The announcement led to months-long street protests with demonstrators claiming their votes were stolen. In a bid to unseat Mutharika, the brother of former president, the late Bingu wa Mutharika, Chakwera's Malawi Congress Party, along with several opposition parties, formed a coalition, the Tonse Alliance. Former President Joyce Banda also joined the nine-party coalition. Chakwera's decision to team up with Soda Shilima, who finished third in last year's poll, seemed to have earned electoral benefits.
You know, a lot of young people, and that's the majority of Malawians, do not have any jobs, and we are telling them that we will create jobs, we will have industry, and we will have a national youth service that will get every young person involved in something that will build this country.
Kainja added that this election was a historic one. The democracy and judiciary system finally came of age, and Malawians and the rule of law won. Away from Lilongwe, the significance of Chakwera's win has not been lost on the continent's long-suffering opposition groups, who have sent congratulatory messages to the new elected leader. Nelson Chamisa, Zimbabwe's opposition leader, says, "New life to Malawi. Congratulations to the president-elect. Kudos to stake organs, professionalism and citizens' vigilance. Well done, Malawi." Zambia's main opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, tweeted that Malawians have set a great example for Africa. Musi Maimane, the former leader of South Africa's main opposition Democratic Alliance, also tweeted that my friend, brother and leader has just won the Malawian elections as change is coming. Back home in Malawi, the new leader has formidable challenges ahead. The historic election and the heated campaign period exposed bitter regional divisions in the country of 18 million people. Political analyst Rafik Hajat.
The greatest challenge now is how do we set things right? How do we reboot Malawi? And this is a task that is huge. Great promises were made by the politicians, and now it is up to them to achieve those promises or else pay the price at the next elections.
The southern part of the landlocked country voted overwhelmingly for Mutharika's ruling Democratic Progressive Party, while the central region went for the Tonse Alliance. The new leader will need to bridge the political divide. Boniface Julani, the research director at the Institute of Public Opinion and Research, says the new president has to move in quickly and bring together all Malawians, especially those from the regions that did not vote for him. The election created dangerous regional divisions that need to be addressed. Meanwhile, Kainja from the University of Malawi says Chakwera, a preacher for more than two decades before venturing into politics, was well placed to overcome this challenge. He says Chakwera will be able to handle this without any big problems. There are leaders from almost all regions of the country in the alliance. For example, Joyce Banda comes from the southern part of the country. It will be a challenge, but one which he can handle. With the election now out of the way, Malawians can turn their attention back to fighting the coronavirus. The campaign period was marked with large public rallies, with preventative measures like social distancing not adhered to. As of Saturday, Malawi recorded at least 1,005 cases and 13 fatalities, according to a tally by the African Union's Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Tulani, the researcher at IPOR, says during the campaign period, it was as if there was no COVID-19 in Malawi. People were behaving as if everything is normal. Some were even dismissive. The new leader needs to prioritize this and save lives. Expectations are high that the new administration will tackle rampant corruption in the country. country, which is ranked 123 out of 180 countries in Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index. Turani says the new government must empower the country's anti-corruption body. People are really tired of just talking about corruption. They want an end of it. It was one of the main reasons why people voted the previous government out of office. A public confidence in the country's police force is also at an all-time low. Following the announcement of last year's election results, protesters and police were involved in violent clashes. Kainja says the police force needs to be revamped and reformed. For a very long time, the police force was just an extension of the ruling party. Senior officers were appointed not because of their competency, but based on their loyalty to the ruling party. Polling stations and voting materials were secured by the country's army, which had come out of barracks after protesters took to the streets to voice their anger over the 2019 election result. All eyes are now on the Tonse Alliance to see whether it will keep its promise of overhauling the police force. For many, the hope now is for Mutharika to be a strong opposition voice in parliament. Turani says they need a strong opposition in parliament to keep the ruling party in check. They need a vibrant democracy, and his hope is Mutharika stays in politics and does not move abroad. Muhammad Bam, Radio Islam News.